Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Mike and I were just chopping it up. Mike Johnson in for Carl today on Dukes and Bell. Thanks for hanging out with Atlanta's number one sports talk show. And thanks to you guys. We've had a really good couple of weeks and months, and we do appreciate that. Tomorrow, guys, we're going to be hitting the road. Gustin's in Ackworth. Abe will be filling in, and it will be there. It's just a short show, but we'll have fun. We're going to jam a lot of entertainment into those 2 hours. It's 2 to 4, so get there early and hang out. Miller Lite's going to have tons of prizes and swag and a good time, and then we'll get you ready for Falcons pregame. Starting with the Wade Ford tailgate, then a couple hours later, Mike jumps on talking about the Bucks. And going to be creamsicles, by the way, wearing the old school, the Buccaneer Bruce on the side of the helmet. I spent my summers as a kid down in Tampa. Leroy Selman lived down the street from my grandma. So I always kind of had a soft spot for those jerseys. So I always thought they were kind of cool. And we'll be in the red lids, I presume. I guess we'll be in the black jerseys because, you know, nowadays we have all sorts of crazy color combinations on Thursday night.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it. You and I talked off air a little bit yesterday about how much those freaking lids cost as a player.
Yeah, I want you to tell that. I want you to tell that story. But first, we have a developing story, breaking news, and this one came out of friggin' left field. We just spent so much time on how Penn State went round and round, finally set in with Matt Campbell from Iowa State to be their head coach. Out of the blue, and we don't have the details, so we don't know what the circumstances are, but we do know this, reported by multiple sources and college football media, that Michigan has fired head coach Sharon Moore.
There's an interesting nugget. I don't know if you've even seen this, Mike. There's an interesting nugget coming out from Pete Thamel. Pete Thamel put a tweet out. I think it's Pete Thamel, Dan Wetzel.
These guys did it, man.
that's when Harbaugh was sequestered in the hotel down the street from college. That was Happy Valley way back when.
How about this one from Pete Thamel, though? The firing is set to be 4 calls for Sharon Moore. 4 calls.
Well, you remember he had the stuff that went down last year where he was suspended for.
That's part of the dovetail with two separate NCAA investigations on the Steen. There was the sign stealing, then there was a recruiting violation.
They suspended him. Can they really blend all that back
that's
in?
That's what I'm saying. Like, can they lump that all together and say, hey, you got you last year for this, and maybe this something happened too, so put them together and there's your precaution.
I think they're going to have a hard time making that case. If you let him be suspended and finish out the season and the whole thing. Remember how you got to pick the games he's suspended for?
Yes.
And it was like,
nice work if you can get it.
And the whole thing, I don't know if you can put that all together. Maybe there's something we're missing. That's going to be a
crazy
situation.
That would be like asking
situation.
Me, hey, Mike, we're going to suspend you for a couple of classes today. I'll take algebra, French, and I'll keep the study hall, and I'll keep lunch.
You keep between 10 and 12. Right. I'd like to.
There's going to be a field day in the transfer portal for all the players on that roster.
And there's a lot of good talent on that team.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, here's the deal.
We were just talking about Vron Haynes. His
kid's
up there.
For cause. And, you know, I thought, you know, I had really no expectations after Harbaugh left. And, you know, they kept the win streak for Michigan last year, of course, losing this year. But, man, that's kind of a shocker, especially when you consider all of the great coaches have either been locked up or hired. This is not a time now to be firing a coach unless some drastic stuff went down, which, of course, it will leak out. We will get the details eventually. Just don't have it right now.
Warren's just in my ear talking about say it out loud, Warren.
So Ross Ellinger has a violation of university policy, and there was a university investigation that uncovered some off-the-field transgressions.
Okay, we're not going to, again, everybody else will on social media, but we have standards and ethics in talk radio that we have to live by with the station, so we're not even going to start to guess. But in recent, last couple of years, actually go down the street to Michigan State, something that got a coach fired. So I'm not going to guess, but if it's something that's part of like a human, you know, HR department, right?
It blows then, my mind after all that they've been through that they were like, hey, I know his name's been cleared for the most part, but Pat Fitzgerald. Like,
I know.
Hey,
Pat Fitzgerald, the guys
like
are playing grab ass and then doing like this like Lord of the Discipline nonsense, yeah. Right? And it was like downright creepy. It was like, what was the house at Animal House? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah.
It was just downright creepy. And all of a sudden, he gets a second life, right?
It's crazy that all the stuff that happened at Michigan State, I mean, in all the sports up there, that they're going to go hire another coach that was four calls at another university in the Big
right.
Ten.
So if you're just tuning in, Shamar Moore fired. Don't know what. This again sounds to be more like HR than anything to deal with the program.
Yeah, it does. I know that this is probably the least of their worries, and maybe not even part of the conversation for them right now. But where do you turn if you're Michigan? You're already at the very, very, very tail end of a coaching cycle. And what are we, Mike? Let's see. Today is December 10th. You're 3 weeks away from the transfer portal opening for everybody.
Wow.
It's going to be an absolute free for all.
That is nuts.
And don't forget. The bell of the ball in last year's recruiting class, Bryce Underwood, $10 million man, and all the money that's available up there at Michigan. They'll be able to get some good coach to come, there's no doubt about it. But, man, that's
Lane might come calling because he was an LSU commit, so maybe Bryce goes back to LSU and Lane Kiffin.
No doubt.
I mean,
no,
literally everybody on that Michigan roster is now up for grabs in a free-for-all.
Yeah,
which is something.
I said it a minute ago. Verron Haynes' kid, Justice, is
right,
up
right.
there. Came from Alabama. I'd love to have him back at Alabama, by the way.
Well, how about Georgia gets in the spinning war? For you Georgia guys, let's go start cutting bigger checks, okay? I know it's the holidays. It's time to give, like there's no tomorrow. Hey, and also, while we're talking coaches, we had a great conversation with Jerry Mack, one of our favorite people from Kennesaw State. He agrees to a new six, it says, Pete Thamel wrote a new six contract. So it didn't give me, is that 6 years? I can't imagine. 6 year at Kennesaw State, that'd be a hell of an extension. But he gets led down that road to a new deal. Remember, guys, they went 2-10. Took him over, 10-3, Conference USA champs, going to the Myrtle Beach Bowl. But again, Pete Thamel, 2 hours ago, writes, he has agreed to a new six contract. So I'll need specificity on that, Oren. What is Jerry Mack's contract?
Well, even more now, there is an official statement that has been released from the University of Michigan Athletic Director.
All right, hold on. Kennesaw State, hold. We're going back to Shamar Moore.
Play a little hokey pokey here.
Following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and the school maintains zero tolerance for such behavior.
Yeah, pulled a Bob Petrino.
Yeah.
A little Bob Petrino.
I mean,
if that's
accurate, everything we've talked about, that's why we said it could not have been related to the football team. He's already jumped through those hoops and around the raindrops on that NCAA investigation. This is, this is like don't dip the pen in company ink, man. If that's accurate.
I don't know, man. It's undefeated.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Always has been.
Wow.
And there you go.
And this guy, I mean, you're gifted one of the best jobs in college. Come on, man. Make better decisions.
Have you seen – this all kind of ties together because we were just talking about Ike Hilliard just a minute ago. Have you seen that that the Giants fired Brian Cox, our old buddy, here in Atlanta over a –
Speaking of an old school guy, the 2014, we talked earlier about that Hard Knocks that you were a part of.
Yeah.
That's when we knew that it was Rashid Hageman was going to be a giant pain in the arse.
Yes.
Because saw them at the Senior Bowl, and yet every week at practice – and we saw this ourselves, and it made it onto Hard Knocks – Brian Cox literally wearing him out because he wouldn't give effort.
My actual reality back then and what was on Hard Knocks is a little bit fuzzy. Was it on Hard Knocks that he tried to fight Michael Orr in the middle of practice? When that we were doing – okay, so maybe that one.
I just remember the one where Brian Cox made him run.
No, that was not – that did not make the cut on Hard Knocks.
We did a crossover with the Tennessee Titans when Blindside was over there, and all of a sudden they're chest-to-chest.
Right, that's Orr after left the Ravens? That was after the Ravens?
Yeah, it was after the Ravens. Wow. Blindside's over the Tennessee Titans during training camp, and Brian Cox, then they had a couple words that had to be separated during practice. But yeah, evidently he was fired because of a blow-up about a seat on a charter flight home from New England.
Well, I could see Brian Cox doing that.
Yeah, I could too. That's when I saw that. I go, okay.
We told the story before with Brian years ago, back in the day, on the old 790. I was at the Dolphins game with my cousin wearing a Marino jersey when Brian Cox gets ejected and throws the bird, and anybody wearing aqua blue was getting snowballs thrown at them in Rich Stadium. It was like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Snowballs are falling like mortar rounds, and we were sitting behind the Dolphins bench. Thank you, Brian Cox.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, a reminder, guys, coming up on Friday, you're hitting the road again, man, the morning shift, and this has been a really successful broadcast, and Mike said yesterday, every time the morning shift's out, Publix just breaks about all the stops. Allie and Bo and Mike will be at the Publix on Haynes Bridge Road in Alpharetta for a special broadcast. Come by, pick up your supplies for this weekend football parties. And again, the guys will be there, and whether it's before work or if you're a third shift guy, you're getting off, or bring the kids by before school, 6 to 9 at Publix on Haynes Bridge Road. Publix Alpharetta with 92.9. The game. You will be there.
They don't let us off the leash very often around here, Mike. But Publix, they even open an hour early. You know, Publix usually open at 7 a.m. Anywhere we go, they open at 6 so we can hang out with the people. So, yeah, Oren's been by one of those deals. Pretty good setup at all those places, man. So if you're in the vicinity, please stop by the Alpharetta Publix.
More dudes are hitting us up that, yes, it is for cause and everything you've just talked about. More sources. Now, Detroit Free Press has a story saying, again, a relationship which is not allowed by university rules involving HR.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to get you fired 10 times out of 10, I feel like, in almost any line of work, man. That's just not a route you can go down.
As Mike said, that stuff is undefeated.
Well, it is, man.
In Hawaii, I believe it's poo? None?
It doesn't ever help when you lose to Ohio State.
See, that way you have to dump it. See, it works out well.
Look, I'm just going to keep going right through it. You know, you and I haven't worked much together, but I usually just plow right through.
You guys, because Day-Day's down at our Christmas party today. We're here at Colony Square. You would not believe how many things I get dumped on. I got a million punchlines you guys are missing.
I got dumped for the first time 3 weeks ago.
Day-Day, I mean, I think
don't repeat it, Mike, please.
No, but these standards, are these company-wide standards or not? There's Day-Day standards.
I don't know. I work with Bo Morgan every day. Like, so he's the first one to get on the thing.
We just don't want the situation where...
All right, dump it. I will clean this up for the radio. I mentioned the other day when we talked about Notre Dame taking their ball and going home and the ridiculous nonsense from Bavakwa, the athletic director, and now accusing the ACC of favoring Miami. And everybody's like, you know, Notre Dame, just go get a conference and get off, and we're sick of you. But I said, you know, and Notre Dame, remember the ACC basically saves their butt during COVID. Yeah, they lost their entire Big Ten schedule.
Yep, that's right.
When the Big Ten shut it down and Pac-12 wasn't playing. And so ACC threw them a line. And so I always say just the tip when it comes to the ACC. And then Day-Day goes, no, you can't. Yeah, you can say that. Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, that one's fair game, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that is their – did you dump that too? You don't.
His hand is hovering on the dump button.
Yeah, for all I know, he dumped. You don't know. I can't see what's going on behind the Kia sign. I don't know what he just did.
I am writing down times, not making eye contact with anyone right now. Yeah.
Anyway, screw Notre Dame and the horse they rode in on. Yesterday we had the story, and a lot of guys just kind of rolled their eyes because it's business and it's whatever. What does it mean? Utah has this new private equity, but they maintain they've got control over it. How do you have – it's like riding a tiger, and you can't get off. How do you have control of a private equity firm?
Is this – I genuinely – and I heard that. I haven't really dug into it enough, Mike, to know. But my first thought was, is it a Utah grad that is tired of just giving his money away into the wind and actually wants a little stake in this thing? And he said, hey, I'm tired of writing checks to NIL. I would like to have an official stake in this. I think that's a possibility. Now, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't dug into it enough to know actually what's happening. And you got to get business partners and everything else lined up if that's going to be part of the conversation. But, you know, that's something that I think you could look at. Maybe some of these big boosters. We just talked about Michigan, the guy who bought Bryce Underwood last year.
Right.
You know, I think his wife's a Michigan grad. Maybe that's one of those things where you look at it and go, hey, man, if I'm just going to keep dumping money into this thing, I'd like to get a little bit of payout. Maybe we you know, fix something up here.
Right. I'm trying to read this article in The Athletic. Don't you hate the paywall when you got to sign in? No, I don't want to upgrade to all access. I just want to read
the article. I had The Athletic. I hate because I have the app, and then if I want to pull it up on my desktop, it's a whole other ordeal. I don't ever know my password.
But basically, like, you know, wondering about this, you know, as you said, is there a relationship because he's an alum and the idea the university can control it? Because that was something we talked about yesterday, Florida State, when they were coming up with every harebrained scheme to buy themselves out of the ACC terrible TV contract. The idea that you'd go to Wall Street, well, then, you know, Wall Street can make decisions that you're not prepared to make as an athletic director.
Well, and it goes back to the SMU conversation. Remember how they bought into the ACC, and it was like, hey, you know what? We don't even need the TV payout for however many years because we have guys that can financially back this thing, and they've always, God knows, they've always had those people at SMU, and I just think maybe it's a way to make things official on that front, also bring in other investors. I can't imagine, though, that it's like, hey, we still have full 100% control over the athletic program, but maybe it's just simply guys that are always going to have the best interest of Utah, and there's something in the contract like that.
It's first of its kind for college athletics, creation of Utah Brands and Entertainment, a company to oversee major revenue sources. Outro Capital will be the minority owner of Utah Brands. So the university is the majority shareholder. Maybe that's the way you get a handle on it.
Yeah, maybe it is. But there's got to be some kind of tax write-off thing going on.
But as you said, there's got to be some connection with an alum because why would you not you know, have total control? And that was the drawbacks to other stories. The the California Teachers Pension Fund was looking to be the investment for the Big Ten.
And make no bones about it. I said this yesterday, man. Alabama doesn't have the billionaire boosters. I guarantee you this is something that Greg Byrne over at Bama sitting there going, huh, that's pretty cool. That's a good way to pay these guys.
We were just talking about, guys and how Twitter works and social media. Guys are going, fired after 1-9-3 season because he got caught holding the bag for Jim Harbaugh. That's not what happened.
No, I don't think so,
man. You got to read up, son. News is breaking as we speak.
Yeah, it's happening fast. Yeah.
And so, again, that's just Michigan fires their head coach. And that just blew me away because he's actually done a pretty nice job, man. Sharon Moore out in Michigan with cause, inappropriate relationship with staff members. And it's in its own ways similar but different with what happened with Mel in Michigan State.
That's like Indiana, man. They're undefeated.
They are. We'll come back. Falcons playing the Bucks. You know, we thought this might be to win the division back in August. Can we go back to what it was back in August at Hooters, Carl and I, after practice, thinking we're going to go win 10 games? Anyway, why are we only a 4.5-point dog? We'll explain next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.